We're saying hello to Judy Kelly. She is a well-known author, and she's just come out with her newest book called Blessings and Curses. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Ron.
She has authored many books and has become quite high on the charts of successful and revered authors. This latest one is called Blessings and Curses. What inspired you to write this?
Well, I was inspired by my high school students who came from different backgrounds and different things in, that they had to be involved with in their lives. Mm-hmm. I had one student who lost a leg when he was 9 years old and told me that he didn't feel like a man and he wasn't interested in graduating from high school, didn't care about an education, you know, what could he do in life with one leg anyway. And I had another student who, and these were really, really delightful people too. Mm-hmm. You know, I just would every day wake up rushing to be with them because they were such nice kids. And so I had another one who, whose parents found him to be incorrigible, and they wanted him out of the house, and they were putting him out before he turned, before he graduated, but mm-hmm. he turned 18. So he would have been on his own. And then I had another one who was embarrassed. His father collected poop. And went around collecting that. And it turned out that it was a very lucrative profession, I guess, for him. He made enough money to come out of the house that they were living in and to get their own home and get his kids situated here. And I had another group from other countries. They didn't know the culture, the language. Mm. And I called them my in-between kids because they went home to one culture and one language and they came to school to another culture and a different language.
So what you're saying is basically that everybody has flaws or things that they at least perceive to be flaws. And that's what kind of makes us all the same, really.
That's correct. And so I put all of those comments that they made mm-hmm. to me about how they were worthless and they didn't have anything to give mm-hmm. and there was no reason for them to go on. I put all of that into my character, Olivia Douglas.
Interesting, interesting. All right, now the title, Blessings and Curses, seem to be quite opposite polar kind of concepts. Where did that come from?
Well, the title comes from the book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament of the Bible. It is the reaffirmation of the covenant between God and the people of Israel. In chapter 8, we're asked not to forget the Lord God by failing to keep his commandments, his ordinances, and his statutes. These laws and statutes are laid out for us to obey. But it was chapter 30, verse 19 through 20, that I used. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him and holding fast to him. For this means life to you and length of days. So for me, this offers me a choice of how I will live my life, whether I will follow God's word and bring blessings on myself, I'll live a long and fruitful life, or whether I choose curses and not follow him, bringing to myself trouble and hardships.
Oh, all right. So you're saying that if you don't follow, then you're going to be cursed?
Well, you bring on curses yourself. The road that you travel, if it's not the road that you're supposed to be on, you find hardships on that road. And I think that's why people don't like their jobs because they're not supposed to have that job to begin with. It's this job over here, and they didn't take it.
Well, you know, I'm not a very religious person personally, but I do understand the difference between being moral and proper and making the proper life decisions in respect to others, and that kind of all boils into this pot. Am I correct?
Yes. Okay. Those are Christian values, what you just named for yourself.
Yeah. So. Well, they're also values of people that aren't. So.
Well, yes, I understand what you were about to say.
Right.
Go on.
Okay. All right. So, but this is a kind of, it is a celebration, this book, actually. But you use the main character as going through a personal dilemma as far as the priesthood is concerned, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm. And, well, imagine this is the storyline of the book.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine that you thought that you had a curse over you.
Yes.
You know, you probably want to find out how the curse got there,
yes.
Who did it, what could you do about it.
Right.
So Olivia Douglas, for many years, felt that she had a curse over her.
Mm-hmm.
She thought maybe she wasn't religious enough. She mm-hmm. didn't have a deep enough a faith. She didn't believe mm-hmm. in God enough. And so she went into the seminary.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of 3 years, she discovered that she still felt like this curse was still over her. So she went to her parish priest to let him know that she could not be a priest. And he gave her an assignment to speak to this inmate who was on death row.
Huh.
And she didn't tell him, you know, why she couldn't do it. She held that as a secret, but who would want to know that your priest has a curse over them? So
right.
She didn't let that out. So since she was the leader of the prayer group at her church, he asked her to talk to this inmate, and she accepted. So the inmate asked her to help with a personal concern, and in fulfilling his request, she stumbled on something about herself that threatened to uproot her life as she knew it and could separate her from her family.
Oh, interesting. So rather than just agreeing and falling to her paranoia, she was given a task to basically make her do a journey of a lesson to find out more about herself. Am I correctly?
You certainly are.
Good.
We don't always know that when we are when we set out to help somebody else, that we're also helping ourselves in the
mm-hmm.
process.
Absolutely. We
tend to think we're helping somebody else, but it brings goodness on you as well.
Yeah.
We do that?
And everybody should pick up the book because it's a fascinating piece. It really is, as your other works are as well. How does this compare to your other works as far as subject matter and et cetera?
The other one, I like to think of that as just a nice book.
Mm-hmm.
People seem to enjoy that just as much as they have enjoyed this one.
Mm-hmm.
They are very different. This is a little on the dark side,
mm-hmm.
and I think what makes people enjoy this book a little more is because it is a little on the dark side.
Uh-huh. Well, we're in a dark side kind of world right now, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that we don't stay there very long, and I was a little disappointed to know that people would like to read a dark book than someone that's not so dark, but if that's what the readers would like to have,
it's kind of interesting in itself because, you know, we go to movies and we read books that take us out of reality and excite us, like espionage and the dark side and horror movies and things. We do that as an escape, but these days it's kind of almost like a mirror of reality, which is a little different.
It's shocking and a little frightening as
yeah.
well. We like to think that this Blessings and Curses, there's a big underneath the foundation of all of this is a family concern.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think that floating throughout the entire book from the beginning to the end, there's this concept of loving one another, that we have to value yeah. each other. We do make choices for ourselves, whether we pick a curse or a blessing
yeah.
and how we do. But the story also is about the power of love and how yeah. we use that power. It's about the will for us to make our own decisions about who we are and who we will be. It's also about forgiveness and,
mm-hmm.
as I said, family support. It's about how we value ourselves
Good.
And how we value other people. So even though it has this a mysteriousness, this darkness overlaying it, underneath all of that are these things here that we need to
well, yeah. I mean, to go further, even though it exists in the realm of darkness at first, it actually brings you into a light. So it's it's kind of interesting in that way itself. It's available everywhere, I understand.
Yes, it's available on Amazon and on August 4th and August 5th. Mm-hmm. The ebook is going to be free if you so rush out and get your free copy, and in the process leave a nice 4 or 5 star review. I'm not trying to persuade anyone.
No, well, I mean, if you do an act of kindness, people should do so in hand.
That's right.
That's the way I see that. Okay.
So it's on Amazon, and it's on Barnes & Noble as well, and visit my website, www.judycarr.com. It's on Amazon, www.amazon, right. The ebook.
Great. But yeah, judykelly.com will get you set up with all the things that she's done and what she's probably doing in the future. Blessings and Curses is the name of the book. Thank you so much for your time today, Judy. I'm glad we were able to arrange this today.
I certainly am glad too. Thank you so much for having me, Ron. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.